On a crisp November afternoon, the Jaguars are back to work. The 1-9 Jags face the 6-4 first place Indianapolis Colts this Sunday. And welcome to Inside the Jaguars. JP Shadrick with you. The Jaguars back at it Wednesday on the Florida Blue practice fields. The stretch run is here. The final six games ahead, and it's week 12 of the National Football League. It's a good challenge this week for the Jags. They're trying to figure out a way through the division rival Colts. Indy has won four straight in the head-to-head series now. The last win for the Jags against the Colts was week 3 of 2012. But a guy that could help that cause is back. Mercedes Lewis is active after his high ankle sprain that he suffered week 2 at Washington. And the Jags quarterback, Blake Bortles, is trying to rally for a strong finish to his rookie season. And having another weapon back should help the cause.
Being, you know, 6'7" and the athlete that he is, I mean, he's the kid that you never watch him do anything and you pick him first, you know, to play backyard, whatever. You always like your chances on him versus, you know, there ain't a whole lot of 6'7" guys playing defense. So safety, corner, linebacker, you know, it's usually a good matchup. And, you know, I know he'll work hard to do whatever he can to get open.
Some notes from Wednesday. Cornerback Dwayne Grotz met the media today for the first time since the incident in Miami Beach last weekend. He said he apologized to the team and coaches, and it should be about time to move on. Also, wide receiver Allen Hurns working again today. He's cleared from his concussion back in London. We welcome in Jaguars.com senior writer John Osier, and throughout the organization, the bye week assessment is don't turn the ball over, and we heard the quarterback and offensive coordinator kind of echo that today.
Well, and they both talked about it, but I thought what was the most interesting was Jed Fish talking about where they really want Blake to focus on it. And it's not necessarily never throw the ball, always worry about interceptions. That's not the message. It's more let's avoid them in situations where you have a chance to live to fight another down. Third down, fourth down interceptions, okay, they can live with that. Late in the fourth quarter, 2 minute, you can live with that. But on first and second down, when if you throw the ball away, you've got a chance to come back, that's where they want to see cut down. And I mean, it makes sense because you don't want to completely limit them, but you do want to give them some parameters in an area where, okay, this is a tangible way you can improve in this area.
A lot of turnovers deep in territory, too, 35-yard line plus, I think, 11 turnovers this year, too. Mm-hmm. We mentioned Allen Hurns back on offense, but I think the biggest story is Marquise Lee and how he's going to perform down the stretch.
And you keep hearing the last few weeks, he's practicing better. He's practicing better. Cecil Shorts and Gus Bradley have both said it. And Cecil, interesting today in the locker room, said, out of all the receivers he's played with here, with the possible exception of Justin Blackmon, Lee may have the most natural, gifted, big playmaking ability. Last 6 weeks, the Jaguars would really like to see him turn that into something that they can feel good about as the offseason begins.
All right, John, the Jags are 1-9. Playoffs are likely out of the scenario here. So the last six games, what's the biggest kind of key for this team down the stretch?
Well, I think you want to take the last 6 weeks and – I guess come away with a different feeling than you had at the bye. And they did that last year. They felt better. It's not fair to say it's savable. It's salvageable. Nobody wants to hear that about a 1-9 team. But they can change the storyline. They can get into the offseason and say, okay, we did this. We really improved. They believe they'd improved. But it's time to show it in the last 6 weeks of the season.
The biggest storyline is John's going back to Indianapolis again.
I am, and I'll have my my pea coat with me, my good black cold weather coat.
You might need that.
I
on
will.
Saturday evening. Let's hear from senior correspondent Brian Sexton. Though the Colts have dominated the recent series between the teams, it all goes back to their franchise quarterback.
The NFL is all about the quarterback. I said it on Monday, but with Andrew Luck up next, it bears repeating. The NFL is all about the quarterback, which is why we're all so focused on Blake Bortles. Let's face it, the Colts roster isn't that much better than the Jaguars, if it is at all. Dwayne Allen's a really nice young tight end, and T.Y. Hilton is a big play threat. But I'll take Mercedes Lewis and Cecil Shorts any day. They have a nice right guard, left tackle, and Gosdar Chirilis, who's playing well at right tackle. But the Jags like Linder, Jokel, and Bowanko just fine. The Jags' defensive line is more talented and deeper, and the Colts' secondary is more experienced. The rosters are essentially a wash, except for Luck, who is the best young quarterback in the game today and the reason for the Colts' number one ranked offense. He makes everything better. He can hang in the pocket and let routes develop or keep plays alive with his legs. He's got a great arm, quick feet, and an incredible football mind. He makes that team go. Without him, the Colts are right back where they were in 2011 before he arrived at the bottom of the AFC South, which, by the way, is where the Jaguars are fighting to escape from. And those efforts are all on the shoulders of Bortles. If you think that's hyperbole, you haven't taken a close look at the Colts.
Thanks, Brian. The Jaguars continue prep for the Indianapolis Colts Thursday afternoon. We'll have all the post-practice coverage right here on Jaguars.com. That's it for today on Inside the Jaguars.